Well, basically, there was a fence damaged in the Springtown Road area just the other night by what some people refer to as joyriders, what we refer to as the theft drivers. We don't know if the drivers were injured. Nobody's presented themselves. The police are still investigating. But we know they were driving very, very high speed to cause the damage that was caused. So we've been speaking to the police because there have been a number of incidents the last few weeks. Joyriding or death driving has become more prevalent in that area up around Hazelbank, Ballymacorty, and some of these drivers have even been going on as far as Craigan, which any listeners know that area. It's quite a bit of a distance. So what happens quite often is when these incidents start, you get a sort of copycat effect as well. So we're trying to make sure that this is nipped in the bud before it gets any worse. And there's been burglaries in Hazelbank as well in the last few nights, creeper burglaries. So there's just been a number of incidents which are causing us concern. So we've spoken to the police and asked them to allocate further resources to make sure that we can nip this in the bud before it gets any worse. I can see a bad spot. Show you, Catherine, I'll check. You can cut
okay.
this
down. Okay, no, what. But aye, that's okay. And the latest incident at Spring Hill there, a heavily populated area, a lot of footfall, who would be using that footpath regularly. Quite fortunate that nobody was seriously injured in that.
Well, absolutely. It's actually quite a narrow road that leads into the main school in the area and then the Hazelbank Estate itself. There's a number of Hubbins, Hawthorne Grove and Hawthorne Drive just up past where the fence was destroyed. So again, if any families were coming out from any of those estates with their children with prams, and it is a narrow road, there's not much of a footpath there, it would have been a disastrous consequences. So with these people, in some cases we know, are actually driving cars in through some of those back roads and then going out across the border. So they're sort of playing cat and mouse with both PSNA and the Gardaí, and that's something we're asking people who are in the border areas, if they can see suspicious activity in terms of drivers, to make sure that they can report that through, because we know they're using the border as a sort of escape routes and going back and forward during the night time. This obviously did happen at night, but some of these people are quite brazen and are coming on even during daylight hours as well. So we're just asking people to be as vigilant as they can, but we've certainly asked the police to allocate extra resources, extra patrols, to be in the area before an incident repeats itself.